Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Hey, more vino, senorita.
Oh, lordy.
Oh. Hey, look, Mary Vanderbilt's joined us in studio.
I heard there was wine.
The Naperville Wine Festival is this weekend. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Naperville Area Humane Society. We've got a puppy in the studio, too.
Oh, wine and puppies.
Puppy named Wookie.
Right by my feet.
Wookie?
Wookie's by your feet?
Mm-hmm.
And Wookie sort of looks like a Wookie. I mean, it makes sense. Didn't you say your son's dog's name is
my
Wookie?
My son's dog is named Wookie.
Does your Wookie, does your family Wookie look like this Wookie?
Same coloring.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but a little bigger.
Are you Wookie partial?
Well, I'm related to a Wookie.
Yeah.
But
Wookie
this
Wookie
is very cute.
Wookie seems very cool. Wookie's
Wookie
woofs
when
back.
He barks.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Doesn't fully bark?
No, no bark. Okay. Just a woof. A Wookie woof.
Wookie's going to be available for adoption, or is. We'll tell you about that in a second. Anna and Sterling are here. Could you guys explain who you are and why you're here?
Yeah, I'm Sterling, the winemaker out at Cass Winery. It's in Palo
Alto. That's why I have wine in front of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of fun stuff for the Naperville Wine Festival. So you got three different wines in front of you that we're going to taste and kind of go through.
We should mention that the Wine Fest hours and location are where?
So Naperville and the hours are, sorry, we're going to have someone chime in here.
It's 5 to 10, Friday and Saturday.
Thank you, Audrey, for bailing us out. More than 300 wines will be available to sample from 100 different wineries. It's one of the largest in the Midwest, 14th year of doing it. It's a good time. And it'll be at City Gate Center just off 88 and 59. So easy to find. Just hop off the highway and you're there. Tickets 32 in advance, 40 at the door. And, again, a couple of great causes. One of those is the Naperville Area Humane Society. So let me go to you, Anna.
Yeah, so I'm Anna Payton. I'm the executive director at the Naperville Area Humane Society.
Where is the Naperville Humane Society?
It's on Deal Road. It's actually really close to where the Wine Fest is located. So it's,
I know that area. I can't figure out where you are.
Yeah, just south of I-88 and okay. A little east of 59.
Okay. And how's business?
It's good. We've been really busy. We have a new outdoor space that was completed this year, so we have new areas for our dogs to be able to run and play, which we're excited to be able to share with the community, and we're excited to continue our partnership with Wine Fest.
Before we get to the wine, how did you come by Wookie?
Wookie came to us from a Bolingbrook Animal Control. He came in as a stray, and he's actually very nicely groomed now, but when he came to us, he looked much like a Wookie, so that's how he got his name.
Yeah, seems like a nice dog.
Yeah.
How old? Any idea?
He's about 3 years old. He is a Lhasa Apso mix.
He seems really mellow. Does he have like a legal pot dispensary or something?
Well, you know, he may have just gotten neutered recently, so he might be a little coming off.
Surprised
of
he's
that.
Not angry.
No, he's very mellow now.
No, I was when I was forcibly neutered. For people that are interested in meeting Wookie and possibly adopting Wookie, what do they do?
Yeah, you can check out all the animals we have available on our website, which is Naperville Area Humane Society.org.
Okay.
And we have all their pictures and information, or stop in anytime we're open to the public and take a look. We're open 7 days a week.
So you screen some of these folks, though, right? I mean, you screen folks before you give them a dog.
Yeah, well, we want to
make sure it's a good
match for the dog and the family as well. Yep.
All right, let's talk wine, Sterling. What do we got?
Yeah, so in front of you, the first one, the white wine, that is a single varietal Roussanne 2015. Roussanne is pretty popular. It's gaining popularity, but not a lot of people have had it as a single varietal. It's typically in a white Rhone blend.
What's usually. It like?
Oh, man.
Don't drink it.
Why not?
These are all toast on
Andre. Oh,
Andre and Mary.
Three of them?
Or Andre and Sandberg, I should say.
Yeah. Yes.
So what you get, it's clean, crisp. There's kind of a nice viscosity to it, but a lot of like stone fruit. So your apricot, kind of peach type.
Shove your nose in
it.
Swirl it.
Nice.
A little bit in your mouth. Now spit it at the person closest to you.
No, he's the winemaker.
It's actually really good.
It's really good. Yeah, this was a 95.1.
And it goes down easy. I have a feeling. It
this
feels
awesome.
Like Friday.
I love these cups with the thumb indentation in them.
You having problems drinking, really? You need
it's
a place
awesome.
To put your
yes,
finger?
So you can drink
yes,
and walk
you.
At the same time. Not
yeah.
to worry about
I love
that.
Those.
It's
good.
Great wine.
Great.
Like
you have cups
Regio.
With Velcro to really make it easy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very good. It's really good. A toast.
Cheers.
Happy birthday, Andrea.
You, Andrea.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. Finish off your white.
We don't chug it, Steve.
Yes,
you do,
okay,
you do when you got to talk again.
Right, Sterling?
That's what I do to get a little lubricated for these programs.
Sterling, nice of you to admit you're smashed as you come in. Why, what's next?
So the next one you got in front of you, the Rosé. We call it Oasis. Just a really fruity, on the label I say it's got some like strawberry shortcake. Just lots of strawberry flavors to it. Really just crisp, lower alcohol, refreshing. It's your summer day one.
It's a girl one.
Not necessarily. I mean, I drink it a lot, and I'm 6'4".
Yeah. So. Yeah, you're a big dude.
Don't call him a big girl.
Yeah.
A toast to Sandberg and her husband-to-be, Pat.
Ooh, happy wedding.
The wedding
happy
is
wedding.
Tomorrow night.
Wedding
here you go.
Day.
Here you go. Rosé to you. Free All right, here we go.
Cheers.
Yeah, this is your
Very
perfect
tasty.
Summer.
You're
day
right. Morning. I feel more like a man already.
Yeah.
Real men drink peak. That's all right.
Yeah, it is good. It is good. It doesn't taste like wine.
It's good. Yeah, it doesn't. I usually don't like rosé as much, but it's good.
Super fruity.
Deep. It's a deeper.
Super fruity. That was one of the worst superheroes ever. Remember that?
Deeper fruity.
Yeah. His power was he'd take a bottle of rosé and try to get the bad guys drunk.
Mm-hmm. I have a mid-year review with Stephanie, our boss, at 10 a.m., and it's good that I'm drinking some wine right now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, you might want to take her some.
Based on the fact I'm not invited to your wedding, I don't like your chances.
Nice.
And one more.
Yep, and the last one is kind of a little bit lighter red, but this is our Rhone blend. So it's primarily more Vedra, and then Grenache, Syrah, and a little Petite Syrah. One of the tasting girls describes it as dangerously easy to drink. It's got just enough backbone where it's an awesome food wine.
And Dave, for all the grief I've given you through the last 711 shows as the staff alcoholic, a toast to you.
Cheers.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm touched. Thank you, Steve.
All right. So.
And cheers to you for year-round fun.
Yeah. That's right. That's me,
ratings.
Captain Fun.
Boy, this goes down easy, doesn't it?
Yeah. Really Boy, does. These are all trouble.
Love this.
Yeah. These are all trouble. Yeah, I'll tell you, a girl like me and a couple of bottles of this, you've got to have yourself a fine meal.
Right. And cheap date.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
All right, what are you doing later?
Thank you very much.
These are all Naperville.
Yep, so we're going to be pouring these at the Naperville Wine Festival. Like I said, there's going to be 300 other wineries, so it's a cool spot to come out and you know, try things you maybe wouldn't have had, like some of these ones.
Are we growing grapes in Naperville? I don't see grapes.
I'm from California. I came out for the festival.
I don't care what you have. Yeah. We're just bringing nice wines. Can you buy these?
I believe you can do some orders there. You can't do it right at Naperville, but you can kind of take orders, and we'll have a lot of information about club memberships and that kind of thing.
All right. And remember, your help this weekend goes to two great causes, the Naperville Area Humane Society and Alex's Lemonade Stand, which is a great cause, too. Just Google it if you want more background. Happening this weekend, and we're looking forward to it, 5 to 10, both Friday and Saturday night, right at City Gate Center off 88 and Highway 59. What's that hotel that's right there?
Hotel Arista?
Arista. Yes. Yeah, the Hotel Arista. So if you know where the Arista is, that's where it's happening. And thanks to Kemper Lesnick, as always, for all the help. Sterling, thank you.
Yeah, thanks
Hope
for
you have
me.
A great time.
Yeah, should be fun.
And Anna, thanks for the great work you guys are doing.
Well, thank you.
And anything last you want to say about Wookie?
No, he's a very handsome boy. He'd do well in any type of home.
You talking about Dave or Wookie?
I think either one. I'm not sure if Dave's available for adoption.
Dave is
though.
On the ground. Dave's on the ground now, rolling around.
A few more
glasses
of wine. Yeah.
Okay.
But Anna, don't let that freak you out. Every time Dave rolls around on the ground with the dog, he gets adopted the next day.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Always.
He seems to come back a lot, though. I'm a little concerned.
Well, Dave or Wookie?
I would think it's part of the job requirement for you guys anyway. You got to roll around with the dogs, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of course. And Dave's doing that thing now where he just turned around so Wookie could smell him.
He's gone.
Yeah. It's the dog handshake.
Don't listen to that, Wookie.
He's talking to Wookie.
He's already talking to him. And his dog whispering.
The website for the Humane Society again is
NapervilleAreaHumaneSociety.org.
Sterling, can we follow you on social?
Yep. CassWines.com is our website.
We can K-A-S-S.
C-A-S-S.
C-A-S-S. Yes. Thank you.
And, of course, we've got Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All right, that great fun stuff.
Thanks for bringing in the girl wine that we all love and now have to admit it.